This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is co-manager of the Fayetteville Farmers Market and slow food advocate Teresa Maurer. How are you?
I'm doing well.
First thing I was going to ask you during this visit was what's at the market, but I did some market research, if you will, on Tuesday morning. Here's what I know was there, because this is what I picked up. Carrots, radishes, beets, strawberries, blueberries, kale, goat cheese.
Very good.
Now, that's not all that was there.
No.
But I went home with
great.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really the special thing about June, because you've got this, you've got the little bit of stuff left over because we had a cool spring, and we've got the fruits coming in, and we've got the summer things, you know, starting now. So raspberries?
Yes.
Would be something I'd add to your list.
Tomatoes are there.
Yes.
Beginning
the tomatoes
to be there anyway.
Are beginning to be there, and they'll really skyrocket up pretty quickly. Did you mention gooseberries?
No.
Okay. Gooseberries are there. And a little bit, I think, just starting our wineberries, which are another kind of local berry. The other things, okra has shown up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okra's here. Peppers are, you know, just starting to show up. Green beans have been around for a while. And, of course, onions and garlic and potatoes.
Kohlrabi.
Yep. Kohlrabi is here. We got basil. And we still got broccoli. We got some cauliflower. And
collard greens. I saw
collard greens. Spinach. I mean, it is, you know, getting into my sort of favorite time when there's that great mix.
Of the things we mentioned, what should people, if they're afraid they're going to miss, what are we on the tail end of?
Oh, strawberries. I don't think we even had them on the list, but strawberries are pretty much done.
I got some Tuesday.
Yeah, that's good. And blueberries, get them now. You know, they're not going to last that much longer. They will be around. I think it's been a good season for them. The other things, the peaches and the apples, those will continue because there's different varieties that come on at different times. So that'll be really good. If I'd say the spinaches and collards will drop out just because they'll start to what we call bolt and send up flowers, and then they don't taste quite as good. So those are some things to get now.
Now, there's something else that's coming up. It's this sort of special dinner that's going to be at Greenhouse Grill. It's Fund for Farmers.
Right. Fund Our Farmers.
Fund Our Farmers.
Fund Our Farmers. Yes. I'm going to kind of put my slow food hat on for the moment. This is a sort of save the date announcement. Sunday, July 21st from 5 to 7. And that's kind of nice, you know, a nice time of the weekend. Maybe you've been cooking all weekend or, you know, out or whatever. Come from 5 to 7. There will be four chefs there that are going to be preparing two dishes each. And Three Penny Acre, thank goodness for them. They have volunteered the music. And, of course, that in itself is a treat,
right,
along with the culinary stuff. So four chefs, two dishes each. There'll be eight dishes. And we tried to keep this modestly priced, $25 a ticket. So you're getting music, great music for 2 hours. You're getting a sample of eight dishes. There will be a cash bar that we'll be sharing the proceeds from that. And then we're doing a small silent auction of some really fun stuff, trips, experiences, as well as some smaller items. All of that money will go towards the Slow Food Micro Grants Program, which is a new program this year where we give grants to farmers that want to bring new things to market, or maybe they just need a little bit of help to get over that last boundary. Maybe, like, we funded three this year. One was to help build a wildlife fence so that the person who wanted to bring these items to market would not keep losing them to the deer. The second one was for actually for a refrigerator for that vendor I was talking about that wants to bring eggs to market during the week. And the third one will be for mini hoop houses, and that one will be funded in the fall. So this money will go towards those micro grants that will be awarded in 2014. So once again, Sunday, July 21st, 5 to 7 p.m., Greenhouse Grill. The other chefs, where we have four chefs that have committed so far. We have the Fayetteville Pastry Shop, which is going to be a new business in town. Robin Bowen, who's currently the Bordino's pastry chef, has agreed to come and bring desserts. Of course, Jeremy will be there.
From Greenhouse Grill.
Greenhouse Grill. Bill Lyle from Ella's will be there also. And I'm blanking on the fourth person, but the fourth person will be a surprise. But they're there.
Yes.
And we'll have PSAs and stuff about it.
How many people?
We can take up to 120 people.
Okay.
So that's the limits by the fire code. And we're working on an online ticket and reservation service, and we'll have more information about that. But you can go soon to ozarkslowfood.org and get more information about where to get tickets.
Teresa, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.